I apologize. I did not clean this room up because I just didn't feel
good. You're fine.
Nuclear systems are offline.
This station is now the ultimate power in the universe.
The Pat and AJ Podcast.
Well, because they got great banter. They jib-jab, 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 jib-jab.
Pat and AJ.
I feel like the conversation we've been having in the last 5 minutes is a lot more interesting than the shit they're talking about on the radio. Just moronic commentary and stupid sound effects, and it's just dumb. It doesn't make any sense.
It's the Pat and AJ Podcast. It's the Pat
and AJ Podcast. The Groove Cat Lounge is a disaster.
I usually clean it up when I have a day off, because, like,
What happened was
I come in here to work, and the dog, of course, has to be with me, which is so sweet.
Mm-hmm.
But he's got buckets of toys and bones and stuff in here, and he barks at them, and I have to empty them, and then he just sifts through like a toddler and picks out what he wants. And then when I have a day off, I clean it up, and this room is clean for a couple of days. Yeah. I did not do that today on my day
There's
off.
Even new stuff in here. What's that over there? He has like a croissant box or something? What's that? What's the plastic container?
I forgot what that was. Oh, that was from a sandwich I ordered.
He's like creating things over here.
Yeah. It was a really good sandwich, except the turkey was like almost, not shredded, but it was not like one piece.
Yeah.
So it would fall out. And I was like, I'm just going to give you the rest of the turkey that's fallen out in this container.
But we are.
It's slick clean.
We're like turning into a sandwich family, especially as here in Southern Arizona, we take summer on in its entirety at this point, right? It's triple digits. We're already in all those heat warnings and stuff.
I can't believe I said it yesterday.
Oh, yeah,
she
said it.
I can't believe
I
said it.
Go ahead.
It's too hot to heat the oven.
Yeah, she sounded like a true Midwest mom.
I had like plans to make like I didn't have to work this morning, so I'm like, oh, I'll make dinner, you know, everything. I don't have to go to bed early. As I'm outside, I'm like, the last thing we should be doing is heating the oven for 45 minutes.
So it's hot down here, right here in Southern Arizona.
I'm not going to complain. I've seen all my Midwest friends bitching and moaning that it's like not feeling like summer at all up there yet. So
we're all eating sandwiches. Our son's eating sandwiches.
There's so much shredded lettuce all over this house.
You order sandwiches. I'm making sandwiches because it's just, you know, it's like, all right, it's not too hot. It's not like I'm actually cooking something. You're kind of cooking something, but you know.
Well, it's also like you don't want to eat anything too heavy either because it's so damn hot.
Welcome on in the 272nd episode of the Pat and AJ Podcast. Look at us. We're all on like track.
I know.
We're all like releasing episodes every week. It's because we needed everything just to smooth out a little bit, right? Yeah, summer is oddly for us now. It's boring.
It's like winter, in the Midwest.
Yeah, it's very quiet around here.
We've just switched our seasons.
Yeah, like nothing, like there's nothing going on. I even figured out the other day, my son figured this out.
It's like January through March in the Midwest is what summer is like for us. Like there's no holidays, there's nothing going on.
And it's hot. Our son figured out that everything, because even now, everything we're talking about doing is happening in the fall, and he goes, not a lot in summer. I'm like, no. Desert summer.
They're even talking.
Not exactly our tourist season.
They're talking about protests this weekend here for the
no. Is that making the news this week? I had no clue.
Well, no, but here in Tucson, they're doing the No Kings protest.
I mean, that's coast to coast.
I know. But the funny part is they have to do them like ass early in the morning here because it's 112 degrees during the day. So it starts at like 8 o'clock on the head and ends at like before 10. That's
do you
how
hear
fast
what they're what
go.
They're actually doing? It's a true story because this big protest coast to coast. The Democratic Party in Pima County, which is the county we're a part of, I'm not sure the event you're referencing, but the official
that's
one
in Tucson here, the one I was talking about.
So the official one, and I'm not sure which one who's putting it on is what
I think
I'm
the
saying.
One I'm talking about is a lot smaller. I think it's a very independent.
So
one.
The official coast to coast, No Kings, whatever thing. I got an email cause I'm on the list for everybody. And they said, due to the heat, and this is so great because I said, man, this sounds like the newest phase of slacktivism, and I'm all in it. Apparently, the Democratic Party in Pima County is holding a drive for democracy this Saturday.
Not a protest.
So what they're going to do is there's a route, and the route like kind of basically goes in a big like circle, and you're encouraged to drive in the route and, you know,
with your air conditioning on with in your air car.
And I was laughing. I said, that is funny, where we're like, listen, I'll stand
that
up.
The most Arizona activist thing,
like,
in the summer.
I'll stand up for my rights to a certain extent, okay? Like,
I'm not going to die outside because of the heat.
I don't know about all that.
So funny.
We got it. And then it's even funnier when you're like, hold on. So are you telling me at the Democratic Party, the tree hugger, that party, is encouraging people to get into their cars for no good reason and drive in circles?
Yes.
Holy shit, the world really is upside down. You want to get turned upside down, we encourage you to go out and see. Actually, you can't go out and see it anymore, so you got to wait till it hits streaming.
Out of theaters today.
Michigan's very own Tim Robinson, if you don't know, he's the guy from I Think You Should Leave Now, which I feel
it's
is...
just I Think You Should Leave.
I Think You Should Leave, and I feel like that's almost taken on its own life in the meme world,
yeah,
and the GIF world of people sharing clips.
It's kind of like Schitt's Creek level, where like people who didn't watch Schitt's Creek were sharing.
Yeah, like you knew about stuff. You, David,
yeah.
Right? So Tim Robinson, he's a comedy.
He was also, we discovered him from Detroiters.
Yeah, even before that, SNL.
He was on SNL. Yeah.
He was like a writer.
Basketball, basketball.
He, as you can tell, did not do great on SNL.
No, he should have though. He's so amazing.
But you get in that writer's room, probably earned you some bones, and Tim Robinson eventually kind of becomes this alternative comedy leader, and he's doing awkward stuff. He's not, you know, it's the opposite of the mainstream. And this is his first, I hope I'm not talking out of pocket, but I'm pretty sure this is his first big movie.
Yeah.
Lots of TV stuff. But
he's starring in this with Paul Rudd. It's not new. I mean, this came out like a month ago and we just didn't get out to see it.
Isn't
and
then, that fucking sad that hold on. No, this is what's sad is that I said, well, it's new and you have to immediately go, well, it's a month old, so it's not really new.
The reason it's funny is because we went to see it today because A, we kind of both had the day off, but B, we looked ahead to this weekend when we wanted to go see
theaters,
a movie,
yeah.
And I'm like, shit, it's out of theaters, so we have to see it today before it's
and
gone.
And I'm going to even challenge you on that. Not that I want to get into the weeds, but it's my weird sense of justice where I have to prove you right on things that I know that are facts. It's been out definitely more than a month.
Has it?
It was a movie that is the opposite of how we experience most flicks these days, which is big Hollywood money. And then we have a asteroid type impact, right? Think of like the Mission Impossible movie, right? All the hype, and they go, it's coming, and then it hits you. And then if you're going to get hit by it, you see it. And then usually after that, it goes away, right? We joke about that. Movies these days, oh my God, they're in theaters for 3-4 weeks and they're gone. This one goes the opposite, where it's a small independent film. And to be honest, I don't know if it gets as much choo-choo out of the train without the buzz of Tim Robinson's current career.
Yeah.
Because Paul Rudd, don't get me wrong,
yeah.
Paul Rudd's a name, but with such an offbeat movie, I don't know if Paul Rudd fans are like, oh my God, I need to go see Paul Rudd. But Tim Robinson fans.
Yes.
Who are clamoring for more, anything. I mean, the guy was able to take a live roadshow production of his television show to satiate fans' appetites in between seasons. Because, you know, we're the land of like on demand, give me more, give me more. So, you know, Tim Robinson, I don't know if this movie gets that far without him in it.
I just haven't left a theater feeling this bizarre about a movie. I think...
When's the last time? When's the last when you really walked away like, what the fuck?
It's really weird because in the last 24 hours, we've consumed a lot of media. Like, we watched the Netflix...
We have been watching a lot of shit.
The Ocean Gate documentary that came out last night.
You can tell this is our winter because you're right. It's so hot outside.
We're just watching TV.
So just watch TV all the time.
And I won't get too much into that, but if you've watched it and you were expecting something else and you get to the end and you say, wow, that's it. Like, we both left that documentary last night feeling like, what
documentary
the
are you talking about?
The Ocean Gate one.
The Ocean. Oh yeah. We watched the Ocean Gate one. Yeah.
Spoiler. I mean, they spend an hour and 45 minutes leading up to the Titan implosion. And then they don't.
Do you know how the Titanic movie gave you an hour and a half of bullshit, but then they delivered by giving you the sinking of the whole boat?
Yeah.
I want you to imagine right about when the dude yells iceberg, They just cut to the end
they
and
cut
go,
to the end.
Man, a whole bunch of people fucking died.
You guys, I mean, we had to.
The end.
We had to pause it and say, wow.
So that's how Ocean.
They spent went. 3 minutes on the actual mission Ocean, where they imploded.
Ocean Gate spent at least the Netflix documentary spends about a good hour and 25 minutes telling you all about the pregame.
Which was excellent.
And then that shit goes. Then they all died.
So
all
we right.
Here, cut
last
the fucking
night.
Credits.
I mean, I was pissed.
So you were upset. So you were hoping to what? Be redeemed by the creative arts
well,
today?
Yeah,
you I'm said, like hold that. On. You said I'm going to a movie that started off in little art houses and then catches buzz on the internet and then they put it bigger in theaters and then it's getting quotes like it's the most hilarious or awkward thing I think I've ever seen in my life.
It was it was Tim Robinson and Paul Rudd. I'm like, this has to deliver. And it did, but I still left the movie feeling really, really weird, and I don't know what I just saw.
I like stuff that makes you, and this, I'm going to sound.
Do you notice how we stopped laughing as hard about halfway through because it was so confusing?
Well, the tone, you were trying to figure out the tone. I can't even get into it. The movie is called Friendship, and at the core of it, at least the way I saw it sold through a trailer, and we all know we've been sold a million lies through the trailer of a movie, but the perception I had was, here's a movie about two adult men who need a friend. And I absolutely agree that this is probably what I do for a living coming out because I'm a mental health counselor. I sit with people, and guess what I hear a lot about from grown adult men? How they want a friend.
Yeah.
They don't have a friend. And it's like, this is like a fucking epidemic in our country, right? So I said,
I'm going to disagree with you, by the way, on your description of the movie. One of the guys needed a friend. The other one already had friends.
But I'm just saying the way it was sold to me.
Well, that's the way it was sold, yes.
Yeah, the way I saw the trailer was, I took away from the trailer going, okay, this is a story about two guys who need a friend. And naturally, you become neighbors, a natural way to become a friend with someone. And then one gets dejected, and I'm thinking, okay, it's going to be Fatal Attraction, right?
Like a stalker sort
of
thing.
Yeah, like this is going to be the old bunny boiling in the pot. Like, he's going to go nuts because his neighbor said, we don't want to hang out. Which, by the way, we've talked about before as an old schlocky morning radio show. Remember we talked about, like, how do you break up with a friend?
Yeah.
Like have you ever ended those? Like, you do a relationship or do you end them just, like, by slowly fading away? But, like, what I took away from the trailer is when this thing started to bubble up.
It's an A24 film, which if you know anything about that production house, you probably are expecting something weird and very likely scary, maybe.
I think more horror thriller, definitely upsetting, right?
I think we were sold more that this was going to turn into like a dark psychological thriller.
And that's where I thought it was. Like, I honestly, through the trailer, I go, okay, it's Tim Robinson. And what they're going to do is make you feel like it's a comedy.
Yeah.
And they're going to sucker punch you.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to be like Psycho, where you're like, oh, we're watching a movie about a woman who needs to get out of town. Holy fuck, there's a crazy guy with a dead mother locked up in the house. Unfortunately, and as we've said, trailers can sell you a bill full of lies, just like politicians can. The movie is anything but.
So weird, you guys.
I mean, it is so weird.
I'm thinking of all I can see is them hoisting the German Shepherd up onto the.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah.
In there's, the sewer. There's just so much weird shit.
I mean,
it's so.
I mean, I'm
like
thinking,
when you think it's getting serious, it's not.
Like, there's some weird shit that happens, right?
Yeah.
And maybe that's for anyone. And AJ made a great point. She goes, I would love to see someone who isn't familiar with I Think You Should Leave and hear what they had to say about the movie. Because if you've watched the show, which I'm a huge fan of, it's offbeat. It's on Netflix. It's 4 seasons in. AJ, I think, is a semi-fan just because her annoying husband likes it enough.
I mean, I don't know. Like, some of the sketches are just so out there that I can't get behind them. But I'll watch the show.
This is a plight. This is a plight of women. I swear to God, a woman wrote a fucking article for Vanity Fair, and it's how she loses her boyfriend to Tim Robinson quotes every time a new season. Oh, I Think You Should Leave comes out. She goes, I've been with this man now for 4 years. And every year when a new season comes out, she and she compared him to the modern day, are you ready? Anchorman.
Yeah.
And they go, hey. And I go, oh, fuck, we did used to quote that. And before that, South Park. And you know what I'm saying? We can keep going back, right? So
you sure about that?
if I feel like if you're a Tim Robinson fan who knows the show and you see Friendship, you probably laugh more than someone who just walks in based off the trailer.
And here's the caveat, guys. We had the whole theater to ourselves.
Oh, yeah. I forgot to talk about this.
That makes a huge difference.
Listen.
So I bought these tickets. And again, today, the day we're recording this is Thursday. Yeah. It's the last day the movie is in theaters. It's out after today.
We figured it out because this Sunday is Father's Day. And AJ goes, what do you want to do for Father's Day? And of course, I don't want to do anything typical. I go, why don't we just go to a movie? And then that's when I said, oh, my God, we can go see Friendship. And this is how we figured out.
It's out of theaters.
We're like,
today,
holy fuck, it's not anywhere this weekend. Across everywhere in Tucson, it ends today.
So I bought tickets online. I said, oh, nobody else has bought tickets for it yet. Of course, it's a matinee on a Thursday. I mean, normal people are working. We just happen to have off today. So, but still, I was like, we'll probably show up. There will be other people in the theater. Nope, it was just us. And it was like us sitting on the couch just...
Talking shit,
laughing way too loud. It was...
I was literally, when I walked in, I started yelling quotes from the TV show. Did.
They didn't even shut the door for the theater on us.
There's like one person working. It's the summertime in Southern. All the snowbirds are gone. There's like two kids that work there.
Yeah, right. So that was one of the things is we didn't have people around us experience the movie with. We were just like experiencing it like we do at home.
Oh boy, I do wonder what would that have been like if you had other people? Like, would they have laughed at the jokes?
Or would have they? Because I was looking on Reddit and a few people were like, yeah, I was sitting next to this old couple and the guy stood up at the end and said, awful. And then another couple was like, just kept yelling out, what? I don't know what happened. Like,
do you know the last?
Not familiar with Tim Robinson, obviously.
The last movie I saw that really drew a visceral reaction like that. And I'm going to sound so fucking old when I say it, but it is what it is.
You are.
The original Blair Witch.
Really?
And I was hip because I was going to Columbia College, Chicago, the big art house. So if anyone knew about the movie, the art house kids knew first. So we knew about it for about the 2 weeks where people thought it was an actual documentary.
Yes, and I remember because my friends and I went to see it, and we had to go to a theater on the east side of Milwaukee.
Right, you had to find like a little place.
Yeah, I'm like, it wasn't showing at the big ones, and that was still in the realm of time where you're like, is this real or is it not? And there was no online whatever universe to talk about it, so everybody was confused.
So I didn't get to see it in those theaters because, again, they were just sold out everywhere in Chicago. So it ends up going, within a couple weeks more, it's the biggest movie in the world. Everyone by then knows it's, a movie, but it's this really cool movie. So I see it in my normal neck of the woods, which growing up in Chicago is the Southwest Side, which I don't know how to explain this to you. If you've seen the skit, Bill Swirsky and the Superfans, the stereotype comes from the Southwest Side.
These are
meat and potato guys, okay?
Yeah.
These are guys that wake up, they go to work, they come home, they fool around with their old lady, they have a six pack, they watch the Bears lose, and then they get a good pension one day when they retire, okay? So I'm in that kind of theater watching Blair Witch. And when that fucking movie cut to black, you would have thought someone said, fuck the Pope. Because it was almost like, have you seen these scenes where the kids go wild during Minecraft with the chicken jockey? It was like someone yelled chicken jockey and all these Southsiders start going, what the fuck was that? That's it? It's over?
It's over.
Oh, fuck you. Where's my money? Like, they start getting into legitimate people were pissed off about Blair. And like, again, I was in on it. I almost wanted to turn around and watch people's expressions during the movie more than I wanted to actually watch.
The weird thing about this movie Friendship, though, for me at least, is like, I'm a horror movie fanatic. I love all the, I'll watch the weirdest shit. Doesn't mean I like it, but I'll watch it even and see it through to the end. There's a lot of horror movies I've left saying, what the fuck was that?
You do leave movies. Yeah, good for you.
But this is the first non-horror movie that I've walked out of thinking, what the fuck was that?
So what do you, I mean, I was going to ask you, how would you classify it if you had to put it
in a dark comedy?
I say, if you had to put it in a Netflix category, where is it going to go?
It's a dark comedy. I don't know what else to call it. Again,
it's not a horror.
No, but it's
not a thriller.
It's like, it's an extra long episode of I Think You Should Leave.
And yes, I have heard that. Some people.
And I could see if you don't watch that show, I'm telling you, you may not like this movie because it is. it's out there, but I Think You Should Leave is ridiculously out there. I mean, it makes zero sense.
Yeah.
It just makes you uncomfortable half the time.
Yeah.
This movie made me so, I was like living in myself in this movie, like feeling all my like uncomfortable awkwardness.
I like that.
I'm sitting there during the movie thinking, wow, if all these people hate him, I wonder who hates me too. Like that's, you just get, it's so psychologically, it'll mess you up.
That's what art is supposed to do, man. Every once in a while, art's supposed to make you feel, I'm weird. Fucking weird.
Now I also ate
some of the new AI art makes you feel weird.
I ate a mushroom before the show for my migraines.
You did eat a mushroom.
Did
you eat enough to trip, or you just took like a microdose?
Well, because I microdose. I think I've talked about this. I microdose mushrooms for my migraines.
You and like half the fucking country.
Yeah,
now.
It's amazing.
Very, very mainstream.
It keeps my migraines away from like 3 or 4 months. But I don't like mushroom trips, so I microdose. You take a little bit here, a little bit there.
Very opposite experience that I like to have with my mushrooms. Micro. I'm like, what? Are you the kind of person that has just a glass of wine a day too for your health?
So my migraines have started again, and today I'm like, oh, I gotta remember to start microdosing. So I ate a mushroom, but normally like that doesn't make me feel anything.
So you ate a mushroom, then I mean you did take a couple big rips off the old Benjamin, the old THC.
Yeah, because I was starting to get a migraine.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm sitting through the movie and I'm like, is this movie weird?
Up and weird,
or am I weird, or is it weird? Everything's weird.
I mean, it is weird, and I like that Tib Robinson has this uncanny ability. To kind of read the weird that you're going to think.
Yes.
And there's one specific scene that I don't even want to bring up because it's so funny in this movie and it's early in it. And as soon as it happens.
Just tell me which one it was.
Mom and son.
Oh.
As soon as it happens, Tim Robinson gives the reaction that literally a heartbeat before myself and AJ give, and I said, see, that's his gift.
Yeah.
That he knows how to extract that like, what the fuck? Like out of us, and he can do it. So listen.
I don't know what just happened.
You're not gonna be able to see it in theater, so don't worry. You can't you'll only be able to watch it on your couch if you guys get bored. So.
But I will warn you about the Ocean Gate one. That one was total bullshit and I'm pissed off. Okay. Listen, just to get back to that for 2 seconds.
Just
consume
give me a
so
minute. I just really want to bitch
Plus,
about how much this sucks.
I watched the season finale of 1,000-Pound Sisters. I have a lot to process.
You
from
have
that.
Been watching a lot of shit TV.
I have. It's not like
you
me,
can
but
tell
I'm okay with it.
You can tell that you work in the news. You can tell that all you're doing right now is like living riots and like doomsday.
Oh, trust me.
Because all you're doing is watching the junkiest
TV. Okay, listen,
TV.
I have to cover the military parade on Saturday, there so hell go. Yeah, I'm watching 1,000-Pound Sisters.
I mean, she's watching like baking shows. I mean, the complete opposite.
Terrible spring breaking shows. I'm watching everything. The Titan, because that one's been like pumped up for so long.
All right, hold on. Now, hold
switch
on.
Gears.
If you're going to switch gears, you got to set people up. So the Titan submersible, does anyone remember the little submarine that went down to see the Titanic and then shockingly
imploded,
kind of meeting the fate of the Titanic. You remember that? For a while, they said it was lost. For a while, they thought maybe these people were at the bottom of the ocean, depleting their oxygen supply. And of course, we all just learned, no, this tiny submarine that was not regulated by any agency just kind of, boom, blew up in the middle of the sea. So this is the documentary, because you got to have a documentary.
This was the big hyped documentary. This was the big one, because there's two of them, and
there's
we noticed
one on
it.
Discovery,
yes,
right?
Yes, that's been out for a while now, but we didn't watch it. We wanted to watch the Netflix one first. Now I'm thinking, screw the Netflix one. We should have, listen, the Netflix one is amazing. Yeah. I mean, it trust me, everything you think you know about that's, you're right. This, like, it just.
Everything you thought you knew about this insane industry, you're absolutely right.
And it just.
I mean, I just feel like, and I know James Cameron went down to the Titanic for the movie and all that shit, and we've had some limited success, obviously. We brought shit up and we put it in museums for people to look at in the Luxor in Las Vegas, by the way.
We did.
In case you're wondering, still there right now. That's right. Middle of Las Vegas. At the Luxor, you can see artifacts from the Titanic. You know, like, I feel like...
God, it's been there for like 10 years.
If we were gonna master the art of going down there and make it into a tourist spot, I feel like we would have figured it out by now.
Well,
I feel like it was such a like, hey, we're kind of happy we got there once or twice. It's kind of like the moon. Notice once they got to the moon once, they're like... All right, I don't think we need to really go back there. Like, this is fucking crazy. So I feel like this guy was trying to do something that was probably, we figured out, not a good idea, which was tourism to the Titanic. Yes. He wanted to be the guy to get you down to the world's most famous shipwreck.
And without giving too much away, I mean, just like any other billionaire who had literally nonstop money to spend until almost the end. But he had so much money to spend because they have made it down to Titanic, like you said.
Yeah.
Lots of submersibles have made it down there.
Yeah.
He tried to make a cheaper one.
Like I was going to say, he wanted to do it more efficiently. Yeah. And
Don't just say it. He cheaped out. That's what he did.
I feel like he did, but I also... And you got to back up the fact that he's not just a billionaire, but it is like he legit, I think, can fucking tie his money back to like, isn't it actual, like, I mean, old school.
It's like the Declaration of Independence or something.
Yeah, people had signed the documents. Yeah, like he's got generational old money. Wealth. He's ridiculously smart. He is a really, 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 really intelligent person.
Which
and
is
let
very
me tell
dangerous.
You. Yeah, really, a lot of intelligence comboed with a lot of money. Can be dangerous because then it's a power vacuum.
Yeah.
Usually if you're Matt Damon in Good Will Hunting, what you lack is the money. So your power is only in your intelligence.
No, this guy had both.
Right. This guy could leverage both. So he could leverage, like he would kick people out that would raise alarms and go, hey, this is a concern. That's a concern. And he would then basically say, you're fucking fired.
Yeah. If he didn't fire them for raising alarms, they quit. I mean, they're a bunch of people in the, and listen. Because
he would proverbially just take the alarm and clip the wire.
Yes.
He wouldn't fix the problem, but he would just turn off the alarm.
No. And it was a great documentary, but
wait, I mean, it was detailed.
I thought it was really good. I really did. But oh my God, I could not. I have never been.
They cut to black.
It was like the end of The Sopranos. Like, you might as well have just cut to black. It was like.
Walking up, smacking the side of the TV.
They go into detail about every single step leading up to that final expedition. And then when it comes to the final expedition, spoiler alert, they play the sound that was heard from like 900 miles away with like a caption. And all of a sudden, Pat and I looked at each other and realized.
Oh, that's it.
Oh, that's it. Like, they're not going to talk about.
And they just kind of cut to like, here's all the dead people. And,
yeah, they didn't talk about those people at all. They showed pictures with a caption.
Sorry about that. Game over.
It was really weird. Like, in some of the interviews they had conducted throughout the documentary, like with they had one with the survivor's daughter. Or, I'm sorry, a victim's daughter. But like, she just kind of disappeared. Like, I hate to use this word.
Go ahead.
We rewound it.
Yes.
You skip back.
We backed it up.
Pat backed it up. He goes, wait a second. Are you telling me that's all? That's where
I
it
just
ends?
Wanted to see how they transitioned. And it literally went from a YouTuber who was apparently trying to do a mission with them down to the Titanic. And he was basically part of the last mission that was aborted. Because they did have, by the way, a gajillion unsuccessful missions.
Yeah.
For a variety of reasons. Some not all their own, but they're, you know, I mean, the Titanic is off the coast of Newfoundland. Yeah. I mean, these are not like nice Atlantic ocean waters.
The YouTuber couldn't get down there because of weather.
I was gonna say, they canceled his thing. So this thing is like talking to the YouTuber and he's like, oh man, I'm so freaked out because...
That could have been me.
That could have been me and it wasn't. And then that shit just cut to black.
We were like...
They played Journey and said, fuck you, game over.
That was the end of it, you guys. Like, they didn't talk about what happened. At all. They didn't talk about the people on board at all. It was like they just got they ran out of money.
Like I said, it was like if the Titanic only gave you the front half of the movie and then as soon as they go, iceberg, and
that's the end. Yeah.
That's it. Everyone's dead and Rose, you know, she fucking lived and Jack died.
I feel like the Discovery one will probably be more satisfying.
You feel like we've just spent 28 minutes telling people what not to watch.
Pretty much.
That's what I feel like. You guys are nice, well informed now.
Yeah, rough 24 hours.
Not to watch. Well, it has been, but let me tell you, and sometimes you just got to know when to keep your cards close. It has been an exciting 24, 48 hours for myself. AJ, unaware of this, so pay attention.
Oh my God, what's going on?
See, this is funny. See, normally when we plan out, let me tell you what happens. We plan out this podcast, and I'll start talking about something, and then, like, for instance, right there, our dog starts doing something. And because she has clinical ADHD, I see her, the channel clicks off me, and you go looking at the dog, and then you will eventually come back with a, uh-huh.
No, I the whole time I'm like, he's about to dump something on me.
I want you to tune in.
I'm tuning in.
So the other day, June 9th. This is my birthday, by the way. Thank you for all the birthday shout outs on the socials. Thank you very much.
Kick ass cake, wasn't it?
It was a great cake that my wife got, and everyone pooped because of it for days on end.
It was worth it. Worth it.
My wife orders from like back alley. Listen, everyone's so concerned about undocumented immigrants working in restaurants. You got to be concerned about undocumented cake workers, because my wife will find a fucking wife who has a Craigslist ad that says Dorothy's Cake Creations, and every time she orders one afterwards, everyone ends up shitting on the pot.
I think it's the food coloring.
I go, I don't know. Maybe you're just buying from like shady, unregulated food places. Like, I know we all don't want to go to Safeway for a cake, but at least we know you don't take a big dump after a Safeway. June 9th, I spent my actual birthday. I had one client, and then I was going to take my son to his therapy session. Along the way, I had to pay our home equity loan. We have a home equity line of credit. A lot of folks out there, you got some equity in your home. You use it as a credit card for whatever. Maybe you got a roof that needs replacing. Furnace goes out, whatever. We have this hilarious relationship with this bank. It is not our bank. We go to credit unions for most of our business and home needs, but we're in this relationship with this bank because we have this home equity line of credit, right? And the humorous relationship is that they're very old school. They're like 9 to 5, Monday through Friday.
They can't do an electronic withdrawal for our payment unless we have an account with them.
Yeah, like we don't have accounts with them.
So we have to physically pull out money and go pay this one.
I mean, actually, when I've had to pull, like, get advances, I remember the one year I had to get advance, whatever, is like for, you know, a couple $1,000 or something that went wonky around here. And I went and, you know, pulled a couple grand off it. And even then I was like, can I just have this debited to my accounts? And they're like, no, like, they're giving me a sack full of cash. So like, is it what you get? So we have this funny relationship with this bank, and I swear to God, once a month we have this conversation because the home equity line of credit is due, and someone has to go make a payment on it. And I said, hey, I can go make it. I'm driving past it with our son, right? And AJ goes, well, thank you much, because you have been taking care of it for a couple months.
I appreciate that.
So I go and I pull out some cash from our bank. This is a stupid, like, I was with my son. And I said, son, Jesus Christ, watch this. And he watches me go from my credit union where I pull the money out. And we drive down the fucking block about a mile. And we're down at the bank then. And I'm like, now I got to give them this money that I just got out of there. Like, it was like,
it's weird.
It's like making a drug deal, you know? And I go in there and I show him my ID. It's very funny. You have to show an ID to like make a payment. And I'm like, is there really people just coming in making random payments?
I mean, I'll take a random payment for somebody else.
Do you think there's someone coming in like, hey, Patrick Clark, let me put $10,000 on that
loan. Really? I'm like, let him do it.
Let that guy do that. Don't you stop that angel. He's trying to bless me. I hop into the bank and walk up there, and they got, you know, they have two kinds of tellers. They have two young gals, and then they have one very old abuelita, right? We have one old timer, and then there's like one other person that works in the bank. And I go in there and I make my little payment, give my ID, they check everything, they give me the receipt. They go, is that it? I go, yeah, that's it. Get in the car, toss the receipt up in my little visor. Me and my son go off on our day. The next day, it's June 10th now. By the way, happy birthday to Rick Zickmiller, childhood friend of mine, who I'll always remember his birthday.
Happy birthday, Rick. Because it's the day after yours.
Day after mine. As a little kid, remember that? That's like a big deal.
Oh, yeah. Stacy Stevens. Yeah. She had the same birthday as me, except she was a year younger, but we were in the same grade. Yep.
So June 10th, and this is the other funny part about this loan, and this is where we first knew we were in trouble. When we got this loan taken out, this home equity line of credit opened up. It was a big to-do just to get set up with their digital.
Yeah.
And the digital really doesn't do anything for me.
I was going to say, you can't do anything.
Except it is, as opposed to a paper statement that they do send to us every month.
Yes.
It is a way for me to quickly check, okay, what's our principal? How much do we owe? When is the payment due? Oh, look, our payment posted, whatever. So I do have it, I am the one logged in, and I swear to Christ, I had to get on the horn with corporate from Phoenix.
What?
With this, I'm not even going to blast the bank, but to get this shit set up on my phone, I swear to Christ, jeez. I had an IT guy from Phoenix call me. So June the 10th, I opened up. You know, I do this. I check all the financial apps. AJ always says.
I do it on, well, yeah. Who
AJ
doesn't?
Says she needs to know all my passwords because if I die of the heart attack, like she won't know how to get into any of our shit. But I check it all and I go, all right, what's going on here? What's going on there? Bing, bang, boom. And I go, hey, I've got to check and just make sure that, you know, our payment posted. Yeah. Even though I put it in person in cash and I have the receipt.
Well, we also paid it the day it was due. So you want to make sure it goes through. Yeah.
The day before it was due. The day before. Due, yeah. Right. It was due the 10th. I paid it on the 9th. So I said, well, let me check this on the 10th. And I go and I open up the app. And then that's when I see, boom, it is posted, no problem. And then right after that is a principal advancement for $38,000.
What? What does that mean?
That means someone took a principal advancement.
Somebody took $38,000 out of our HELOC.
Of $38,000. You know how we were given? They said, you have this much money, we will front you. And we took a small fraction of that money. And then I logged in, and it turns out someone had taken all... the rest of it, pretty much maxed it out. There was about a couple hundred dollars left.
So you're telling me this now? I think I'm going to throw up.
See, this
oh
is...
Oh, my God.
I've been. This is why I've been asking
This
her,
is why you wanted to record all week.
This is why I wanted to
record. Oh, I'm going to be sick.
Okay, so...
Please tell me this is a happy ending. Holy shit.
And so I'm
Holy shit.
So I'm sitting here, as you can see, having that same reaction going.
Oh. I feel hot. Oh, my God.
I go, oh, fuck, man. Because this is not good. And I'm looking because the only thing on our account is like these monthly payments and the two withdrawals we've ever made on it.
Which and, are like 2 years old.
Yeah. And so I say, well, this doesn't look right. And I pull up the old app there. It's like 9 o'clock at night, by the way. So I it's a tap here for help. I tap on the help. It says message. It says for what? I go fraud. And I said, hey, fraudulent $38,000 advance made on my account. What do now? And I just went to sleep. And, you know, I kind of sat there. I said, you know, I could chew a Xanax right now if I wanted to. Instead, I stayed with Mother Herb that night.
Good for you.
Smoked out. And I told myself deep inside, I said, you did not make this advancement.
No.
And by the way, I went and checked. This is how fucking stupid old this bank is. When we opened this thing, they gave us a checkbook, right? And the checkbook has like the little carbon copy. So the times I've had to get money out of it
are logged in there.
I got to write a check, right? So I go and I even look. I go, hold on. Maybe, I don't know who's in my fucking house. Maybe someone snaked like a check.
God.
And I'm thinking, oh, no.
I'm not even sure I know where those checks are in this house.
I said, is this how AJ finally makes her escape?
Oh,
we hear
my
about
God.
This all the time. I mean, she's already in the position. We told you. She's making more money than I am.
Get the hell out of here.
And she's like, if I can just fucking max this motherfucker
out.
I mean, that's
wouldn't
it.
Wouldn't I have, like, physically left if I did that? Wouldn't I do
but
that
you
and then
But I wouldn't have known. See? You wouldn't have bet on me checking the account.
You're making me sick to my stomach. What happened?
So,
please.
So, yeah. So
I can tell this is resolved, but
so
I'm
like,
nervous.
So, like, I never said it was resolved.
Oh, Jesus.
So,
oh, God.
I sat there that night, Tuesday night it was, and I looked up at the sky and I go, well, this is all that you dilly-dallying around online, spreading your information. I said, this is it. I said, this is where you hear about these people. They find out that their house has been mortgaged because someone got a deed and forged it. And I go, this is where life was supposed to go one way, and you end up at a YMCA, which is very weird because I've been talking to AJ a lot about my primal fear that I'll end up living in a ditch. Since I've been a little kid, I've always been trying to figure out if I could live in a ditch.
Told me the other day that when we drive around town, he looks at places like literal corners and shit and says, I wonder if I could exist there.
Yeah, I just try to figure out like if it all, you know, if I crapped out on life, could I, you know, work it? And, you know, it was so I woke up the next day and I have an email alert and it says, you have a message, a secure message from your bank. I go, well, this is good. And I open up the secure message and it says, Mr. Clark, we've received your concern. We have forwarded this information on to this branch of the bank, which is the Oral Valley one. It's where we live. Because this transaction was posted and conducted at the Oral Valley Bank.
Local? That's scary. That's fucking scary.
They said they will be getting a hold of you. All right. So that's what? That's Tuesday. That's Wednesday, right? So that's Wednesday.
That's yesterday.
It's yesterday. Now, I had already committed to myself on Tuesday. I said, here's
Hang on. I just need to like sit back for a second. I cannot believe you're telling me this on the podcast.
This is the best. Look, we don't get these moments anymore. Notice how much more fun this podcast is. So I had committed to myself. I said, all right, here's what you're going to do, Bubba. I said, you're going to wake up on Wednesday because I don't have clients till the afternoon. I said, you're going to wake up. I said, you're going to go to the bank. This is even before the bank got back to me. I said, you're going to drive to the bank. You're going to bring your little checkbook, which I'd already checked. All the checks were there. Nothing got snaked out. Going to bring my receipt. And I sat there and said, Jesus Christ, everyone makes fun of me with my paper receipts.
No.
This is the reason why, right? I said, I'm going to go there with my paper receipt, and we're going to figure this out. And I said, then after that, you're going to go to the gym. And then after that, you're
that's why you were out of the house so early. I'm like, either he's bored or something's wrong.
And then I said, after the gym, you're
going to. Or he's cheating on me. I don't know. But he's out of the house at a weird hour.
And he's too hot to cheat that early in the day. You know how hot it is in Arizona? God. And I said, okay, and then you'll go to work and that'll be your Wednesday. So I woke up and obviously had the message and I said, okay, well, I could wait for the bank to call me. I said, or, you know, I already kind of had it in my schedule. I said, well, it's not that far from the gym.
That's in-person communication.
So I drive down to the bank and I walk in and, there's one fella kind of sitting waiting. There's one of the young gals has someone kind of at her desk. Abuelita's not there. I see the other guy. He gives me a nice friendly little wave. I kind of give him the old raised eyebrows. It's a famous Pat move since he was a little boy. And then the teller goes, how can I help you? I go, well, it's
kind of got one for you.
I go, it's kind of a big one. And she goes, well, I've been dealing with big all day. And I go, well, do you mean like $38,000 fraudulent account big?
Oh, Jesus.
Her eyes get large and she looks at me and goes, are you Patrick?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's not, you don't know. You want it to be somebody else.
I go, fuck yeah, Patrick. I mean, I haven't had that in a long time since like the radio days. And people walk up like, are you so-and-so? Now they just go, get out of my way, fatty. No one cares.
All right. Keep going.
I go, why, yes, I am. She goes, oh, my God. Okay, so here's what happened. Apparently, and it is, trying not to trash anybody.
Well, I think if they made a mistake, you need to, because that's a big fucking mistake.
You know, I explained to her, I go, yeah, well, I kind of, you know, opened it and told her, and then I pulled out my receipt. And she looks at it, and she goes, let me see that. And she grabbed it, and she goes, that's how it happened. And I go, I'd love to hear more. Notice I said the young gals didn't help me out when I came in. There is one abuelita.
Can I ask, by the way?
What?
Is this the abuelita who didn't like the joke you made one time?
No. No. That's the private office abuelita, and she's an uptight bitch. He needs to loosen up.
He went in there when he started his own clinical practice.
I need a business account.
Yeah, he tried to open an account, and like he made a joke with her that did not fly, and he like said she was mean mugging him the whole time.
But the young tellers love me. They loved me.
So this isn't the same person.
No. Okay. So I'm talking to one of the young tellers, and she sees my receipt, snatches it out of my hand, and goes, "Oh my God, that's how it happened." And I go, "What?" She goes, I've been chasing this down. I've been meaning to call you. And I go, it's fine. I'm here right now. Talk to me. And she goes, okay, that makes sense. Okay. And I go, yes. And she goes, apparently after you paid your loan yesterday. And I go, yes. She goes, it seems like the teller
made off with $38,000 of our money.
That'd be way better. Like, I would like it to be a heist.
Just
but
Abuelita running out of there with a sack full of our cash.
She's like, fuck, in Mexico now. I'm out of here. I'm going back. They don't want us here. Fuck you. Oh, I'm draining all the gringos' money. I'm getting the fuck out of here. No, apparently, Abuelita, after doing my transaction, did not close out of my account.
What?
After me, another customer came in who has their own business, much like my own, and they said, hey, I need a cashier's check.
Holy shit.
Great. For how much?
$38,000.
$38,000. And they go, well, let's get that done for you.
Except they did it out of our account.
They did it out of our account.
Holy shit.
You
holy
like that?
Shit.
And I guess, let me see if I can check it. I mean, they said, they're like, dude.
Oh, vomit. Oh, God.
They're like, yeah, I'll let you talk amongst yourself now as I open up app and see how it's looking.
This does make me feel better because in my head, like, they've got video of some creep in there, like, you know, stealing all of our money. I don't know how they do it, though, like you said, without the checks.
Yeah.
Like, because this whole thing is so old school, you really got to
have. Yeah, it's still posted. They have it here. So now you can look at it. Look at that. Look at that principal advance.
What?
$38,000. Yeah,
you get the hell out of here.
I know. Isn't it funny? It just happened to be right under the amount that would have maxed out like our account. Oh, like it's that's why I'm like, oh, it like had to be targeted. I'm like, this has to be someone who had access to the account, saw that we only had X amount of, because, you know, I think we had like $40,000 in like open credit.
Yeah,
and like this is 38. So I'm like, oh my God, this is someone who, you know, like saw it and. So I
have you been listening to this, Dylan? These are called grown up problems. No.
Our son's trying to troll us by grinding or something. You are you're so white, bro. You got to figure out some moves.
You got to get some better moves.
Before I send you to U of A, you got to figure out a move or else. I don't got to buy those condoms just yet.
Oh my God. I can't. Okay. So, but they're fixing it, correct?
Yeah. They are fixing it. They're figuring it out.
Who's the dude who has our money?
I mean, I assume now.
What do you do? You say, come get me. Hey, well, can you bring
I would
that
think
back?
They take the money out of his account then, but then it gets really weird because then do they have to? Because then that's creating a whole business transaction. Yes. So I wonder if they don't have to cancel that check. And I don't know, but
it
was.
I don't give a shit what they have to do.
Anyways,
please just fix it.
That's
please.
What was going on.
I trust that they'll fix it. I do. I really do. They're decent people there.
Kept that from
it's
our
a
son.
Little, I can't believe you just told
By
me
By the way,
that
he didn't hear a word that we said. No. We could have said the cure to cancer in here.
No.
Okay, we could have had
and he
the
been
recipe.
At the door.
We could have had the recipe for a resurrection, okay? Not a chance he listens, okay?
Oh, my God, I can't. Don't ever
How
do
you doing?
That to me
doing
again.
I've been waiting to, like, I mean, I thought finally, look, I have no more stories. Listen,
no, it's okay.
I'm bound by HIPAA, and I can't talk about all my clients, right? Like, normally on
well,
the radio.
You're telling me it's not like the show
like,
Couples Therapy?
Like, yeah. Like, I can't do that unless they sign a release. But it's like, you know, back on the radio show, I used to live life, and then I would just talk about it. And now, like, 80% of my life I can't talk about, and the other 20% is really lame. It's just kind of me getting high at my house. And then there's like five.
Speaking of getting high, I need to do that now. And holy
then
cow.
There's like 5% of me like going out to shows. So I was like, oh man, I had something fun happen. Look at me. I left the house. I thought there was a bank heist. I thought me.
I mean, we are in the, you know, that kind of sucks. I would have liked to have come up with a better story. I mean, we are in the Wild West.
I mean, I was hoping.
People
Cowboys
do carry like openly out here. This could be like a train heist.
I sat there and thought, I said, it has to be like an inside job.
See, now I'm
like,
picturing the Abuelita from what's that movie called? Is it Coco or whatever?
Never saw it, but I know the picture of
yes.
her. Yes,
I picture her literally
looks a little bit
the
like that
character. No, I mean like she taking the money in a little sack and running for the hills.
Just letting you know, she actually looked a little bit like that. I hope I didn't get her in trouble or anything, but I will say the few times I've been in there, she usually needs the other girls to come over and like help her with the computer system.
I don't think you're getting okay.
So it didn't shock me. Okay, when they said
to point out somebody's mistake at a bank like that is not trying to get them in trouble, it's trying to get your money back. Like, that's a big fucking deal.
That's so funny. I texted all my buddies about it, and my one buddy, as you would have guessed, reacted much like you, like I would have had a heart attack.
Yeah.
The other one was
I think I just did, actually.
The other one was very happy that I'd learned my coping skills, and he was like, wow, good for you. So you didn't freak out and like throw shit around? I go, no, I said it was so fraudulent. I said $38,000 maxing out like this home equity line of credit. I'm like, it was so fraudulent of a transaction. I said I couldn't let it freak me out.
Well, yeah.
But in the back of my head, I'm like, this is how it starts. Yeah. They stole your identity.
We're going to be a Dateline episode.
I'm like, yeah. I'm like, this is it. I live in a hotel now. That's where I live.
Oh, my God.
You can write to me at the Holiday Inn Express.
Did you find a corner you like somewhere in Tucson?
You know what? Finally.
Under a bridge and a
finally,
watch.
All my prepping was about to pay off. And I was going to go live with the people off the land.
The Pat and AJ Podcast Network is available on all your favorite audio platforms. Subscribe today. Follow Pat and AJ on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook now at Pat and AJ. PatandAJ.com.
Support the Pat and AJ Podcast Network today by donating on Venmo or Cash App. Powered by the people. The Pat and AJ Podcast.